From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's trying to bring attention back to health care overhaul, making that the central theme of a backyard discussion in Northern Virginia today. But Mr. Obama acknowledges worries are mounting over jobs and his handling of the U.S. economy.
There's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of stress out there. And so much of our focus day to day is trying to figure out how do we just make sure that this recovery that we're slowly on starts accelerating in a way that helps folks all across the country.
Within hours, President Obama will turn his attention to pressing matters on the world stage. He's not only expected to address global economic recovery, the president's expected to address ongoing concerns about Iran's nuclear program. He's urging Iran to halt uranium enrichment and prove its commitment to international peace. Iran, meanwhile, maintains its program is peaceful. Russia, meanwhile, is banning the delivery of S-300 air defense missile systems to Iran because of new UN sanctions imposed on the Islamic Republic. A bomb blast in Iran has killed at least 10 people and injured more than 50 others. The BBC's Bob Trevelyan says the blast occurred during a military parade.
Official Iranian media say the bomb exploded among spectators watching the parade in Mahabad, near the border with the Kurdish region of Iraq. Most of those killed were said to be women or children. The provincial governor, Vahid Jalalzadeh, said unspecified counter-revolutionary groups were behind the blast. Mahabad has a sizable Kurdish population, and anti-government feeling has been running high there. It seems the attackers targeted people presumed to be supportive of the Iranian government.
The BBC's Bob Trevelyan reporting. A prominent pastor of one of the largest churches in the southeastern U.S. is denying allegations of sexual abuse. NPR's Kathy Law reports the charges were filed by two former members of Bishop Eddie Long's congregation in Atlanta.
The men who filed the lawsuits were 17 and 18 years old when they say Long targeted them. They allege he used his authority to single out young men and coerce them into having sex and relationships. The complaints say the men were taken on extravagant trips, housed in luxury hotels, and given cars, clothes, and jewelry to entice them. Long's attorney categorically denies the charges. Long's church, New Missionary Baptist, has grown from a tiny congregation in 1987 to more than 25,000 members, including Bernice King, who is a pastor there. Coretta Scott King's funeral was held at the church, and Long made headlines in 2007 when a U.S. Senate committee investigated this megachurch and others for possible financial impropriety. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
At last check, the Dow was down 38 points at 10,723. This is NPR. A House panel is hearing from the owners of the Iowa Egg Company that was one of the sources of a salmonella outbreak. Austin Jack Coster says in prepared testimony that he's horrified to learn his eggs might have made as many as 1,600 people sick over the summer. DeCoster and his son, who run Wright County Eggs, say they think an ingredient from an outside supplier may be responsible for the tainted eggs. The mayor of Bell and seven other high-profile figures from the Los Angeles area suburb are being arraigned today on charges they bilked taxpayers out of more than $5 million. The defendants, who also include a former city manager and council members, were arrested yesterday. District attorney says a group defrauded residents of the working-class community while it paid itself hefty salaries. Russia is still trying to win approval for its stake in the wealth of the Arctic region. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the Kremlin's optimistic.
A senior Kremlin advisor says that Russia is confident it will win the consent of the United Nations over its claim to Arctic territories rich in oil and gas. As polar ice shrinks, opening up new opportunities for exploration in the energy-rich region, countries such as Russia, Canada, and Denmark say they'll file claims with the UN that an undersea mountain range called the Lomonosov Ridge belongs to them. Russia submitted a claim for the region to the UN in 2001, but it was returned due to a lack of evidence. Russia says it's preparing a new report after gathering more data to support its claim, including Arctic seabed collected by a polar expedition earlier this year. The polar region contains as much as a quarter of the Earth's undiscovered oil and gas.
Jessica Gallagher reporting. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.